Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not perfect. Even at my best, I don't deserve him. When everything's a mess under the surface, he never makes me feel ashamed. When I'm hurting, he handles every question in my searching. Even when I wonder if he's working, he takes all of the fear away. So when you think that you're stuck in the place you're standing, he sees everything that you're gonna be. He's healing every lie you believed. He sees you, he sees you, oh. And he knows your future, so he's pulling you close. He is your defender, I know. He sees you, he sees you, oh. Different voices have tried to label you just by your choices, but I am here to tell you that you're chosen. His love's calling out your name. So when you think that you're stuck in the place you're standing, he sees everything that you're gonna be.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. This is your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Pace. If you're in need of prayer, tune in tonight. I'm going to minister what the Lord put in my spirit, after which I am going to pray. If you're under the sound of my voice and you're able to get to the phone and you know what the phone number is, please tune in for prayer, live prayer. But if you're on a platform where you cannot receive live prayer, and I pray that it's everything that you need. Tonight, for a foundation in prayer, I will be sharing from Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. That's Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13 from the NIV. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." "Lord," If you are willing, you can make me clean. And right away, we have a problem. Saying right away, we have a problem. If and you can does not belong in the same sentence when you are seeking the Lord to do something for you. If and you can does not belong in the same sentence when you are seeking the Lord to do something for you. Lord, if you are willing, if, let me break it down for you. Lord, if you are willing, if is showing that you have your doubts. If is showing that you have your doubts. While you can make me clean, you can implies that you do have some level of faith. Now imagine yourself in prayer to the Lord using these phrases. Just imagine that you're praying to the Lord right now and you're using these phrases. If you are willing and you can make me clean. If you are willing and you can make me clean. With a prayer like that, nobody's getting what they want. Nobody's getting what they want from a prayer like that. Nobody but the devil. And I don't know about you, but I didn't come to Faith on the Line tonight to make the devil happy, to satisfy the devil. And a prayer like that, if that's the way you've been praying, nobody's getting what they need from a prayer like that. Nobody but the devil. Let me explain. He wants you to have both doubt and faith. You see, the devil wants you to have both doubt and faith in your heart at the same time. That way, you cancel out the little bit of mustard seed faith that you do have. You cancel it out in exchange for doubt. And somebody, you keep wondering why your prayers are not being answered. You keep wondering why your prayers are not being answered. It's because of you. Beloved, it's because of you. You keep finding ways to verbally, to mentally cancel out the little faith you have. You already ain't got but just a little bit of mustard seed faith as it is. And you keep finding ways to verbally, to mentally cancel out the faith that you do have. You see, everything is not the devil. This one is on you. It's because of you. And I feel like God sent me here on Faith on the Line to tell somebody, to tell you, stop secretly doubting and speak faith only. Stop secretly doubting and speak faith only. So in verse 13 of verse 5, in verse 13 of chapter 5, rather, Jesus says, I am willing, and reaches out his hand to the man. Jesus says, I'm willing, and reaches out his hand. He reached out his hand to touch the man, even though he knew he was unclean, even though he knew he had leprosy, a contagious disease. I love it. Can you tell I love it? I love it. He reached out his hand, even though he knew the man's situation. I love it because this verse proves two things. I love it because this verse proves not one, but two things. Number one, it proves that the touch of God is just a reach away. The touch of God is just a reach away. Those of you that need a miracle for yourself or a loved one, the touch of God is just a reach away. Number two, it proves that you can come to Jesus as you are. He will not discriminate against you or reject you because of what you're facing, because of the condition you're currently in, or what you're struggling with. But he is willing. Just like he told the man in tonight's foundational text, he is willing. He is willing to cleanse you, to heal you, to deliver you. So let's pray. Father God, I come to you on behalf of everybody facing something, everybody currently in a condition, in a shape, in a state of mind that is making them sick, making them unhappy, leaving them more and more broken. Father, they need you because they are struggling to stay in faith, struggling to not succumb to rejection. Struggling to not succumb to the rejection they feel, to not succumb to the aches and pains present in their body. Tonight, Father, I come against leprosy. Anything that would make them feel unclean, unappealing, undesirable, and appear unapproachable. Because somebody, you really do, you want friends. You want friends, but you want friends that won't judge you. And I want you to know tonight that the Bible says that that Jesus is a friend that will stick closer to you than a brother. Come against anything that has them feeling depressed and isolated. I come against every word curse that has been spoken against them in haste, in judgment, meant to criticize and condemn their character. I decree and declare tonight that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, now or never, according to Isaiah 54:17. I'm asking you tonight, Father God, to heal bodies, heal and deliver minds on tonight. This is still the month of miracles. Therefore, Father, give somebody crying out, somebody who is repenting and renouncing their past, give them a miracle. Break the chains of addiction, whether the addiction is a prescription drug or an illegal substance of some kind. Break the addiction. Reach for your people on tonight, Father God, just like Jesus reached for the man in tonight's foundational text, the man with leprosy. Reach for your people on tonight, Father God. Let them know for themselves that you are still willing and you can heal whatever they bring to you, whatever they give to you in faith. If you don't give it to him, beloved, if you don't give it to him in faith, he cannot heal it because he's not going to override your will. But you must give it to him in faith. Cause some who have never worshipped to fall at your feet. Call some who have never worshipped on tonight to fall at your feet, to worship, to repent, to heal, get delivered for things they verbally are too ashamed to mention. Let them know that you see them, you know them, and you comprehend that you understand what's going on with them. Give them your peace that surpasses, goes past their own understanding. Goes past their own intellect. Receive. Somebody receive it so that your intellect can heal, so that your mind can heal, so that your body can heal, so that your memory of broken times, messed up situations, pain in your body, a messed up condition, so that whatever you're struggling with, that addiction, that rejection, so that whatever it is, whatever the doctor has called it, so that thing right there can be healed because God is, because Jesus is reaching for you on tonight. And he wants you whole, mind, body, and spirit. Receive, receive, receive in Jesus' name, amen. Prophetess Paige, thank you for the opportunity to impart into your people. I do not take it for granted. I do not take it for granted. Everybody tune in Monday night for Prolific Fire. God has a word that he's going to share via the woman of faith, Prophetess Paige herself. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Call 347, same number, 347-3782 Monday night. And for those of you that's on a platform where you can't get to a phone, Monday night. Tune in via the internet. blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. This has been Faith on the Line. I pray that you receive what you needed on tonight in teaching and in prayer, in prophecy, and in talking to the Lord. I pray that you receive everything that the Lord brought forth on tonight, even in the music. To God be the glory. I'm out.